675, Chris Hollow.
All right, 675. So we don't have any options. So I'm going to leave it up to you. You're the one that's there. You're the one that's looking at it. If you don't think you can get the bus serviceable for passengers, then we're just going to send you back to the garage. So what's your opinion on your ability to clean up the mess on your own there?
Well, we've done the best we can. It's extremely sticky, and we really don't have much to do other than wipe it up. Mm-hmm. Not to mention it's all over the passenger side windshield, which is hazy. I think that creates a safety issue.
Okay, so that being said, can we drive it safely back to the garage?
Yeah, I believe so. It's just that the kind of the idea of doing MLK with a half-glazed over windshield is not appealing to me.
Okay. So as far as getting from where you're at now to the garage, you feel that safe?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So let's do that then. You know, take all the time you need to make it as clear as possible, because you're not in a hurry now. So just let any passengers know that this bus is going out of service. Get it cleaned up best you can, and just take it back to the garage and wait out your time, okay?
Copy that. And as for the woman, do you want to just tell her to wait for the next one?
Yeah, exactly. They're coming now. They're just now heading over the Hawthorne Bridge, so it shouldn't be too long.
Okay, thank you. I'll let her know.
And if she's nervous at all, I wouldn't even mind if you just hung out with her until that other six arrived on scene. That way she's not just standing outside the street with that guy in the area.
Yeah, I'll just have her hang out here until they get here. Thank you.
You're welcome. 2123.